No, sir. I didn't like it.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Candies with Luke and Brian. It's a Thursday afternoon. It's a little gloomy here in the state of Wisconsin, Brian. But somebody's going to suck up the sun. Soak it up, whatever it is. I'm congested, like I said. Feeling the best I've felt all day, but...
Good for you.
Words are hard. Man, I came in this morning to do the headlines, and I was like... I had to take some time to clear myself out, because it did not sound like me doing the headlines.
You know what's really good is when... That's for sure. Before I learned the joys of the neti pot, my acting teacher used... I'm like, look... I have the worst hay fever right now possible, and I'm the lead in this show. I'm on stage for like 2.5 hours. I'm also sweating under the lights, and I'm getting dehydrated. On top of that, I have this head cold, and I can't breathe through my nose. Oof. I'm losing consciousness, and I'm like, there are times when I project it. I'm like, and I'm woozy, which is great because it was imaginary invalid, so I... If I fell, it would work because I was pretending that I was invalid. But I got the lead in this show, and I'm on the stage for 2.5 hours, and he's like, all right, off stage, snort salt water. Just put some salt in your hand and then put some water in. Same thing. But he was telling me the same thing, but it works. Yeah. Got me running. He's like, either that or just shove Tabasco up there.
No, I didn't do any of those things. I just
get yourself some Tabasco. Get some capsaicin, man.
Snow accumulation is a really difficult word to say when you're...
Snow accumulation.
Snow accumulation.
Just do a Sean Connery impersonation.
But down in Florida...
It works around it.
Maybe I will do the headlines one day that way. But
this
not
is
today.
Luke Mathers with your headlines.
There you go. But where it's not snowing, down in Florida, I was a little taken back by this when I got this breaking news.
Oh, it's snowing, but just in a different way. At least they're skiing anyway. Let's move on.
But we got Bill... Excuse me. We got Bill in Milwaukee texting in his guess. And this is, if you ask me, if there was a Wisconsin official that was going down to kiss the ring in Mar-a-Lago, my guess would be the same as Bill's. And Bill from Milwaukee texted in, is it Robin Voss? And that's where my mind would have...
Already happened, and it's right. Not Becky Clayfish went last week or the week before.
Yes, I believe that is correct. But mm-hmm. I don't know if Voss went to Mar-a-Lago. He did fly on Trump's plane, you know, the one that dropped out an engine over the Gulf of Mexico. I don't know if Voss got the full resort treatment. I believe he just went to a Trump rally in Texas or wherever that Trump rally.
Yeah, it was
held.
Some weird location where you're like
Texas,
wow, dude.
Oklahoma, something like that. Where really you had no tangible reason for Voss to be there.
You can barely be bothered to go into work.
Right, and then
but you'll go halfway across the country to go and kiss the ring for Trump.
But it wasn't Voss that's down in Florida today. And so the next person you know that would bill the Wisconsin taxpayers for trips that have nothing to do with the work they supposedly say they're doing would be Michael Gableman. But Michael Gableman's not down there either.
Grothman already, I think, has like...
I'm sure he's got a membership down there.
Yeah.
I'm sure Glenn's down there.
I don't know that he has a membership. Honestly, I don't know that he's the kind of person to have a membership anywhere.
Oh, it was probably comped to him, or maybe he got a discount. Who knows?
He's one of those unfortunates that society, I don't think, will let in ever. But anyway, let's move on.
But it's a little shocking to hear that former governor Tommy Thompson heading down to Mar-a-Lago.
Again, I'm not shocked.
To visit with Trump today.
I'm not shocked at all, man.
This isn't surprising one bit to you.
No. Why would it be? I mean, look...
When the ideas came out there, they were being floated that Tommy Thompson was considering running. He didn't rule it out when sitting down for interviews with press outlets here in Wisconsin. He kind of chalked it up to a joke. Oh, as long as it doesn't cut into my skiing or my water skiing time, sure, I'd be up for it. And kind of very jovial about the idea of him running for a fifth term to be Wisconsin's governor. And so I thought that was a whole lot of nothing. I was like, no, I mean, he's up there in age. He's been there. He's done that. Why would he return to be governor of Wisconsin? And Brian, this is the biggest indicator to date that Tommy Thompson might actually be considering it. Because why else would he be going down to Mar-a-Lago if he wasn't getting ready to launch a campaign
for
governor?
Free trip to Florida. Free trip to Florida, all expenses paid, done.
You think that's it? You think that's all it
Dude,
is?
Dude, I'd go. You'd go too. Don't say you would. You get a free vacation in Florida. You got to listen to the. You got to listen to the.
It would take years to get
that
stench off, though.
No, it would not. It probably smells like over like too much cologne and
like
perfume.
Treason. Like treason.
Yeah, but it probably smells like too. Listen, it's going to exist whether there like that place is going to like it's going to be there whether you're there or not. Like you being there might actually cleanse it a little bit. I don't know.
I don't think I have that ability.
Some I assume are good people, okay? And besides they have a staff there that needs to have, you know, I don't think they get many tips from a lot of people. Maybe you could help with the stingy people who have, I don't know why the people who have a lot of money are the most stingy, but again, that's probably how they have a lot of money, but you know what I mean. I guess I'd go.
You would go down to Mar-a-Lago.
Dude, I'm going to have fun no matter what happens. And if I get a free trip somewhere.
You're just doing cannonballs into the pool?
Yeah.
And wrecking havoc, ordering room service, up a tab. That's what you're doing?
You got to understand that like the people that when I went to the timeshare thing to go and stay in the Dells for free and get like a free week of room and a hotel. It was a ridiculous like amount.
Yeah.
We told the person outright, thinking that we're doing him a favor, like, look, we're just here for the vacation, man. The reason why we're in a financial situation where we have to go and listen to this lecture is because we don't have the money to invest in anything, let alone a timeshare. So we could save all of our times and then you can have a nice day and then you talk to the people who are actually interested. And instead they got really mad at us and then messed around with our credit cards and had a whole bunch of time. But you know what? I had a blast. And I made it so that they didn't want me to have, okay, just get out of here and have a good time. Because I kept on asking, like, legit questions and stuff. So, sure, I'll go down there. I'll listen to Trump and I'll ask him legit questions. I don't think I'll be invited.
See, I don't know how the plumbing works down there with all of those confidential
documents.
Oh, my
gosh, that'd be perfect.
Flush.
They have to have had some. You get a master plumber in here to fix all this. And they have to have some sort of shredder in there in the system.
I don't know. I'm not one for 8, 9, 10 flushes just to use the toilet. But, folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Give us a call. 844-967-2789. Tommy Thompson, down in Mar-a-Lago.
Maybe he's there before it all goes underwater anyway.
Horsey McHorseface.